Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
More coronavirus records across North Texas today. We have team coverage starting with KRLD's Stephen Pickering, who says Dallas County sets a new record for the number of COVID-19 deaths in a single day.
The county is reporting 20 new coronavirus deaths, which passes their previous single-day record of 16. They're also reporting 601 new COVID-19 cases, which is also a new record. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says these numbers are just one of the reasons he's asking Governor Greg Abbott to adopt a statewide order requiring people to wear face masks in public.
People are free to have their opinion. That's what makes America, you know, a democracy. But this is a disease, and if you're sick, you need to listen to your doctor. And the doctors are telling us to wear the mask.
He also wants the governor to close businesses like gyms and movie theaters, where customers cannot wear their face masks 100% of the time. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Add record numbers in Tarrant County as well. Today, they experienced 605 new coronavirus cases. Brings their total to more than 12,000. That's the third highest in the state. Three more people have died, bringing the total to 228. Denton County is also reporting 105 new cases of coronavirus. Collin County, 115.
Right now, there are 1,375 people with COVID-19 in hospitals across North Texas. There are 442 available ICU beds and 1,257 available ventilators.
Meantime, new contact tracing tech could help the health department prevent the spread.
Contact tracing is not a new idea, but technology is making it easier to do. Dr. Philip Wong, Director of Health and Human Services in Dallas, says those who test positive in Dallas County get sent an important text message
with a link to a survey for them to fill out. Some of the basic information, as well as for them to list any contacts.
The survey helps health officials trace where the infected person has been and who they've put at risk. Dr. Wong says mask wearing and social distancing are more important than ever. He also says the rise in cases is concerning.
What it indicates is just sort of that general circulation of how much COVID is present in our, you know, population. In general.
Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And as new COVID-19 cases continue to spike all over Dallas, the Police Association held an event today to test officers and their families. KRLD's Austin York has the latest.
Recently, the department has seen a rash of new cases, so around 600 Dallas police officers and their spouses got tests today at the Dallas Police Association building. Jennifer is the wife of an officer and says this gives them a little peace of mind.
When my husband leaves, he's going to be on those front lines, whether it's the pandemic or whether it's protesters. It's very stressful not knowing when he leaves for work whether that's the last time I'm going to see him.
She says being the wife of an officer today is harder than ever. Results should come in from the lab between 36 to 48 hours. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
507 here at KRLD. The GM plant in Arlington keeps cranking out the trucks and SUVs, and the union wants them to stop.
The UAW Local 276 posted on its website that its bargaining committee has asked GM to shut down its Arlington assembly plant until the spike in COVID-19 cases subsides. It notes that every day, North Texas is setting new records for the number of people testing positive for the coronavirus. In a statement, General Motors says since safety protocols at the Arlington plant are working, there are no changes to production plans at that plant. The UAW says in response that although safeguards safeguards are in place, the CDC has repeatedly said the only true way to stop the spread of the virus is to stay home. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Bar owners across the state are taking on Governor Abbott's order that closes all bars until further notice. While the governor said his move was necessary to stop the surge of coronavirus, Adam Duran, who owns three bars in North Texas, says everyone needs to step up, not just the barkeepers.
We want to be part of the solution, but it's picking and choosing it, you know, because there's multiple different types of on-premise consumption licenses. And to say one of them is worse off than the other one is just kind of ridiculous. And so we just want, you know, equal treatment across the board.
He is one of several from North Texas who wants a judge to block the governor's directive.